Metro commuters, your attention please. The next Metro train approaching your station will be a Metro Express train and will not stop.
Welcome to Voices Carry. My name is Randy Scott. Hopefully all of you had a great Halloween and changed your clocks and your smoke detectors. And don't forget the CO detectors as well. Those are often forgotten about. But welcome to Voices Carry Live. My name is Randy Scott. This show is for you. We go through current events, current happenings in the town of Cary. If you're not from Cary and you're viewing this, fret not. You do not need to leave. I often say if you see what we're doing here in the beautiful village of Cary, this show is not affiliated with village government or any other organization. It is just a venture to bring the community together. Change the discussion from Facebook and social media to some in-person, somebody that we can... make fun of, like when I screw up, or I'm pretty sure that this new Christmas light edition is going to fall down at some point because it's fallen down 3 or 4 times. So just things to talk about and to elevate the conversation and to bring the community together so that no matter what the nation throws at us, we can be a strong village and help our neighbor. So welcome. So we do go through current events. There's a little bit of heavy stuff in the current events, but then we're also, tomorrow, Super Tuesday, and we're going to go through the village board meeting packet a day early just to prepare ourselves for the live stream, the live watch party of the village board meeting tomorrow. They're holding, Yeah, right there, the village of Cary is holding, I would say, a pretty important meeting on quite possibly the biggest day of the year or the century, Super Tuesday. So we're going to be covering that live just to bring that to you. I know it's kind of dry sometimes. Nobody gets the opportunity to actually go. I forgot to put my blueies up. You don't all get to go to the village board meetings. And this is not, I want to be really clear. Going through the village board and streaming it live is not to try to play gotcha or, it's really just the same reason why you wouldn't give your teenager the keys to the car, multi-million-dollar budget, and say, go to Woodfield Mall and report back to me. That's the same reason why it's fun to bring a new spin onto getting involved in the community. And I think we can all benefit from it. So this will be somewhat longer because we're going to go through all of it, just because the watch party is going to be just viewing the village officials and listening. And having conversation. So let's get into it. The health department has seen an uptick in overdoses. That's why I said it was a little bit heavy for the current events. But I did want to bring this up because if you have teenagers in the house, when I was firefighting, you know, you'd go on calls and you'd see some of this stuff. It really, and then like the next slide, the Illinois School Network. Illinois develops overdose curriculum for schools to combat fentanyl deaths. So we just need to talk to our kids. You know, there might be, they might have been doing the same thing for forever. But when I worked at the hospital, you would be able to tell. I worked in the ER at a few hospitals, specifically the this one hospital, you would know when bad stuff came into the area because there'd be a whole bunch of overdoses come into the ER. And these are like seasoned people that have been doing it for a while. So even if you think that you're, you know, you turn a blind eye to it, just talk to them, bring it up. And it's definitely worth having that conversation. And there are resources out there. If you yourself need resources, please do not feel alone and reach out. The Cary School District 26 is having a referendum. Early voting is open, so some of you might have already pulled the lever for this one. But the referendum is to increase security and infrastructure for the schools in District 26. If you go to the district's website, you'll be able to see information, and there's also a Facebook page for that that they set up. If you go to caryfact.com, that takes you to that Facebook page. But for all the PowerPoints from the official District 26, go to District 26's website, and they will have that information for you. McHenry County is now hiring seasonal snow pushers and salters. So if you enjoy driving big rigs and want to keep the streets clear for the communities, let's get you behind the wheel. Reach out to them. Henry Winkler, the Fonzie, is making an appearance in Woodstock. Wanted to put that up there. The Cary Park District had a smashing good time with their pumpkins. They had a pumpkin roll at Lions Park where they were able people were able to smash their pumpkins at the end as well. And it looks like they had a smashing good time. I wanted to get out to that, but the trick-or-treating festivities got away from us, and we weren't able to make it, but it looks like they had fun. And then the Super Tuesday is when the village board meeting is going to happen, and we're going to dive into that. All right. So this is when it gets really fun. but we're gonna go line item and have some fun. So the village board meeting is gonna be tomorrow at 6 o'clock at the Cary Municipal Center. And there's gonna be a call to order, roll call, pledge of allegiance, open forum, and then a mayor's report. And that's going to be recognizing Anthony Norwood of Public Works for 1 year of service. Congratulations. And then consider for approval the warrant dated November 5th. That the warrant is a fancy name for how they spent taxpayers' money. And we'll see that a little later. Consider for approval October 15th, village board meeting minutes. Every meeting they go through minutes. They take detailed notes of the meeting, of what happens, what's said, and then that next meeting they approve the minutes from the prior meeting. They're looking for approval to close West Main Street for the Cary Grove Chamber of Commerce Mary Cary Holiday Parade on December 8th. Consider for approval a resolution authorizing the village administrator to approve a contract phase 2 SCADA, which is a monitoring system that they're looking to contract out to for some lift stations in the area for water handlers. And consider for approval an ordinance authorizing the village of Cary, McHenry County, Illinois to borrow funds from the Public Works Supply Loan Program. Separate action, consider for approval a resolution authorizing a First Amendment to an intergovernmental agreement between the Village of Cary and the Cary Consolidated School District Number 26 for the transfer of the Maplewood property subject to final attorney review. That's why I said it's a little they got some heavy stuff in here on a busy day. This is the recognition. The mayor and village board will recognize Anthony Norwood. Congratulations. The Public Works does a lot for the Village of Cary, so shout out to all of them. Consider for approval the warrant dated November 5th. So this is the warrant. And it goes through, you can see payroll there. General funds, water sanitation, motor fuel tax, parking fund, capital projects fund, and TIF. And then you got some wire transfers there from their accounts. And then it goes into a detailed review. Let me catch up on my sheets here so I can follow along. Out of the general fund, this looks like all vision insurance for the municipality. And then you have a capital, this one right here. Capital Projects Fund Department, a loan for 750 Kachina Rustica, overpayment $4,730. Invoice distribution report for the Village of Cary, vision insurance premiums. That's pretty much a breakdown of what we just saw. Invoice distribution. General fund. Boards and commissions, Canva. I think we know Canva from, it's like a graphic design, if that's what I'm thinking of. Illinois Municipal League, Hyatt Regency, Sam's Club. Central services, telephones, printing, Adobe, Apple, information technology, Village Administrator Office, Sam's Club, Cottage, legal fees. Try to keep it out of the corner there where I am. Legal fees, Klein, Thorpe, and Jenkins is a law firm that they leverage, which is based out of Chicago. General Corp, $12,350. Prosecution, $8,650. And personal, $178,000, totaling $21,000 to a law firm out of the city of Chicago. Hold on. Police Department, Amazon, Chegg.com, employment testing, fuel, Amazon. General fund. You got some Amazon. You got jewels, operating uniforms, books. Equipment, vehicles, and then building planning and zoning, Expedia, GoDaddy. So yeah, I know this is fun, but it actually is, because you get to see the operations, what makes the village tick. And what do we got here? We got general fund, operations and maintenance, gasoline, oil, fuel, Amazon, the jewels, tree removal. Street lighting, electricity, tree removal. See, if you go to the village meeting and just go and listen or listen online, you don't get to see all this fun stuff. General fund, sewer. Sanitation fund, public works, water operations, fuel, laboratory supplies, NICOR gas service, electric bills. You think you have a high electric bill? Take a look at these electric bills here to operate public works. Telephone. Printing. Water and sanitation fund. Equipment, Amazon. Information technology for 17,000. What's this one? Looks like that could have been an entire vehicle there for $48,000. Operating insurance, water facility construction. Then sanitation operations. Fuel, operating supplies. Lab supplies, electric bills. So next time you get your water bill, now you get to see what goes. This is why I like doing this, is because, you know, it's like, well, you know, water, how, you know, can't be that much for water in my house. But now you get to see that there's a whole bunch of gears turning behind the scenes to make this. So when you get your water bill, you might be like, well, okay, that makes sense. Water and sanitation fund, telephone bills. Let's see what we got here. Information technology for 17 grand. Professional services. Capital improvement, parking fund. All right, we got some fun stuff here. A project fund, Christmas night. Not sure what Christmas night means, but that was $3,000. Depot Plaza, in Alfresco Alley Development. That's a quick 11 grand. The Hobby Lobbies, Walmart, Central Services, Jack's Channel, 1700, Economic Redevelopment, Klein Thorpe and Jenkins, another 4 grand to that law firm. Okay, this is a rundown. Of everything that we just went through, just in a different format. So we're going to turn and burn through these. There's that loan overpayment. Interesting. Detailed board report for the Village of Cary sewer tap. Crossing guards, 4,700. So if you're, I know that they usually go out for looking for crossing guards, so they are paying them. So if that's something you'd like to do and are qualified and care about the kids getting to school safely and home, check that out. First Street Phase 2 Engineering, $10,000. Fox Trails Phase 2 and 1, $3,500. Bright Oaks Water Main, $18,000. BSNA Software, let me get my bearings here. There it is. BSNA Software, Cloud Setup and Epson Receipt, $36,000. Depot Plaza Phase 1 and 2, $10,500. Moving on, General Checking Fund. Comcast, ComEd. Yeah, that was a new Ford Transit right there. That's the one that they approved in the last meeting. Right there, new Ford Transit. It's a solid vehicle. And I'm not being sarcastic either. That is a solid vehicle. I had a Ford Transit for a while. When my wife and I met, that's what we used to travel in. Sanitary sewer and fire hydrant, 42. This is must-see TV. We can have some fun in the middle of this. I think I can transfer back over. me see if I can wake some of you guys up. See, that was fun. Back at it. Energy services. 65,850. A banner. Looks like some parts for maintenance. JP Morgan Chase. And then you got the Kleinthorpe and Jenkins. Again, 25,000 for that law firm in the city of Chicago. General checking, printing, Lakeshore Recycling, sweeping. Looks like the street sweeper there. Thank you to those people who clean up our streets. And you got Mansfield Oil Company for some maintenance supplies. Motorola, material hauling. Nicor Gas. O'Reilly's Auto Parts. Oh, O'Reilly. Some tire repairs. Water tower cleaning for 13,000. I wonder if Mike Rowe ever did a water tower cleaning. Because when those people were here painting the water tower, that was a sight to see. Elevator inspections, today's uniforms, general checking. Ultrastroke Communications, a cup holder, $55. USA Blue Book. Drive chain. Welcome to carry video. Toggle switch. Wiper blades. And see, that was fun. And that wasn't as bad as, you know, now you get to see the behind the scenes workings of the village that you live in. in a somewhat entertaining platform. Consider for approval October 15th. The minutes. That was the minutes from our first live stream. Watch party of the Village of Cary. Goes through the call of order, open forum. The open forum. Some folks there airing their concerns. I'll go through these. Randall Kohler, 352 Claire Lane, stated he does not feel the Cary Police Department and the McHenry County State's Attorney's Office have not adequately addressed his concerns. Chris Rieke, 446 Lloyd, asked about the status of recent development projects within the Village of Cary and anticipated completion of improvements. Mayor County provided a brief update, and then John Warbuck, 120 Cherry Street, stated he reviewed the minutes of September 17th Village Board meeting and was surprised to read there was a petition circulated by residents at the Hilltop subdivision that reflected the majority of the residents were opposed to the installation of sidewalks. He did not feel the petition accurately represents the feelings of the residents of the Hilltop subdivision. I believe that is a subdivision where the bus accident took place. They're trying to get sidewalks put in there for the kids. Moving on. Mayor Connick stated the actions of the Village Board at the September 17th meeting regarding the engineering design agreement for sidewalk improvements in the Hilltop subdivision were not based on the petition that he referenced. No further comments for that. And then that went into the mayor's report. He thanked Trustee McAlpine for filling in for him for the last Village Board meeting. He stated Assistant Administrator Sage will be leaving the Village of Cary and thanked her for her dedicated service. Thank you. Thank you, Sage. Village Administrator Miramoto thanked Assistant Administrator Sage for her leadership. Wished her well. Employee recognition. Michael McCannis, 5 years. Thank you. Thank you for everybody for keeping the village operating. World Polio Day and then the National Red Ribbon Week that we touched on last week. Consent agenda. Motion. I will entertain a motion to approve consent agenda items A through G. That motion passed. A, consider for approval the warrant, which was just the what we went through, but for the last meeting, which we did not go through on the last meeting, but I still have that here. That's one of the reasons why I enjoy doing this, because it's so, like, our lives are so busy to absorb this information, and the likelihood of somebody going on and looking at the live feed of the Village Board meeting and being able to itemize and go through everything and you know, I hop in when I, you know, make comments and stuff. So it's a little bit more entertaining and you get to see behind the scenes. And I say this again, I can't stress enough, is that this is not a gotcha game. This is just wanting to be more involved. And I know that there's, I speak with a lot of people that are like, you know, I wish I'd get more involved, but I just don't have the time. So this is what we're doing here. And we do have fun here. This show is, for those of you just tuning in for the first time, every show is not like this. We bring to you like happy events in the village of Cary and the surrounding area, peppered in with some heavy stuff when I see that it can have a good message relayed. But this show is independent venture for you. We have no guardrails on what we can or can't do here or say here. But the overall messaging of this program will always be positive and will always be forward looking to where we can rise together and have a strong village. This was all covered in the last live stream. So that was the minutes from the last meeting, which if you're interested in seeing that meeting, go to the village's website for the official video. But if you'd like to view along with us, we had a side-by-side video watching that and going through it with everybody. This one is considered for approval, closing West Main Street for the Village of Cary, for the Cary Grove Chamber of Commerce, Mary Cary Holiday Parade and Festival. That's Mary Harry is another event. So the Mary Cary Parade street closure. They'll be reviewing that tomorrow. And here is the application that was filed by Cary Chamber of Commerce. They are looking at a starting point of West Main Street and Wolf. Streets traversed West Main Street. And then it stops on Janice Road. Approximately 200 people, horses with Santa. 150 various vehicles. So the Mary Cary Parade, laying the groundwork for that. That's exciting. Maybe we'll see the candy cane. Consider for approval a resolution authorizing the village administrator to approve a contract for phase 2 SCADA upgrades with Concentric Integration LLC, Crystal Lake, in an amount not to exceed $188,000. And authorizing the village administrator to approve a 10% contingency for unforeseen changes to $207,000. And this is, SCADA is a supervisory control and data acquisition. So if you ever see like at the water stations, you'll see those antennas that look like cell dishes. Those are directional antennas that point back and transmit data to a central monitoring station to make sure that the village's water is being handled appropriately at all times. So they are upgrading that system. It enables village staff to monitor the status and functionality of water and wastewater infrastructure remotely at any time. It was recommended that all lift stations be equipped with SCADA equipment during the 22 risk and resiliency assessment. Phase one of this project was completed in 24, which upgraded 8 of the village's lift stations. This contract would be the second phase of integrating. And there's a list of some of the stations that would be upgraded. The village of Cary is responsible for the maintenance of the water and sewer infrastructure. The implementation of SCADA equipment at the village's lift station sites was outlined as a need during the 22 risk assessment. And then this is the letterhead of the actual company on Crystal Lake that is doing the work. It says the Village of Cary currently owns and operates and maintains 14 sanitary lift stations, which collect wastewater from the community and pump it to the village's wastewater treatment plant. The project was split into multiple phases to accommodate budget constraints. To date, the following lift stations have been integrated to SCADA: Greenfields, Cary Point, Fox Trails 2, Fox Trails 1, Foxford Hills 1, Foxford Hills 2, Hillhurst, Eastern Gateway, and Cambria. Now that the first phase is nearly complete, Concentric Integration recommends the village continue the integrating. Real-time data to monitor station status, central managed alarms, and the potential to control each of the sites remotely. Deer Path Hunt Club, Lions Ridge, River Orchard. And I do believe the reason why they have this as like a proprietary thing to where you can't just go on Amazon and get some Wi-Fi enabled stuff to control this. This is pretty sensitive stuff dealing with water supply, obviously. So a lot of the stuff is purposefully not on shared Wi-Fi, and that's why you see the specialized line of sight dishes at these locations, so that it can have that layer of security to it. And this goes through what they will be providing. A lot of redundancy here with power supplies, UPS, miscellaneous control, project management, plan schedule. They're updating the monitoring at Deer Path Hunt Club, Lions Ridge, River Orchard. Developing graphics within the existing SCADA application to display pump status, pump runtime, number of starts, wet well level, add alarms for pump failure, high wet well level, installation, for directional antennas for those locations. This goes through verifying that everything's operating as it should. Scope of services. This is further getting into the weeds of what will be included with contracting with this company to improve our water infrastructure. Scope of services. And then right here, each lift station will be 38,350, and then the Pines Booster Station, 28,000, totaling for the project 188,000. And then this company looks like they warranty their work. For their work and third-party materials. And then this right here, consider for approval an ordinance authorizing the Village of Cary, McHenry County, Illinois to borrow funds from the Public Water Supply Loan Program. As part of the Village's Capital Improvement Program, the village began the process of designing a new deep well to be constructed at Cary Lake at Rotary Park. That's the park off of Clawson Road. The project design is nearly complete and construction is anticipated to begin in 25. The current water sewer rate study has accounted for the funding of this project to occur, in part via low interest loan from the IEPA's Public Water Supply Loan Program. The total anticipated cost for the well project is $12,855,000, with $560,000 received through advanced McHenry County grant funds, $7,295,000 received through a forgivable IEPA loan. The remaining $5 million of the project would be financed through a 20-year IEPA state revolving fund low interest loan. This ordinance is a requirement by the IEPA for admission into the loan program. So they're getting infrastructure out that way to bring in commercial or residential. Public Water Supply Loan Program. An ordinance authorizing the Village of Cary, McHenry County, Illinois to borrow funds from the Public Water Supply Loan Program. The Village of Cary, McHenry County, Illinois operates its public water supply system in accordance with the provisions of the Illinois Environmental Protection Agency and the Local Government Debt Reform Act. The Mayor and Village Board of Trustees have determined that it is advisable, necessary, in the best interest of public health, safety, and welfare to improve the system, including the following. Construction of a deep well, water treatment plant, and water main, together with any land or rights in land and all electrical, mechanical, or other services necessary, useful, or advisable to the construction and installation all in accordance with the plans and specifications prepared by consulting engineers of the village, which project has a useful life of over 50 years. Whereas estimated costs of construction and installation of the project, including engineering, legal, financial, and other related expenses, is $12,855,000, and there are insufficient funds on hand and lawfully available to pay these costs. Whereas the loan shall bear an interest rate as defined, which does not exceed the maximum rate authorized by the Bond Authorization Act at the time of issuance of the loan. The principal and interest payment shall be payable semi-annually, and the loan shall mature in 20 years, which is within the period of useful life of the project. The costs are expected to be paid for with a loan to the village from the Public Water Supply Loan Program through the Illinois IEPA. The loan to be repaid for the revenues of the system, and the loan is authorized to be accepted at this time pursuant to the Act. In accordance with the provisions of the Act, the village is authorized to borrow funds from the Public Water Supply Loan Program in the aggregate principal amount of $12,225,000 to provide funds to pay for the cost of the project. The loan to the Village of Cary shall be made pursuant to a loan agreement. It is necessary and in the best interest of the village to construct the project for the public health, safety, and welfare in accordance with the plans and specifications as described, that the system continues to be operated in accordance with the provision of the Act, and that for the purpose of constructing the project, it is hereby authorized that funds be borrowed by the village in an aggregate principal amount, which can include construction period interest financed over the term of the loan not to exceed $12,295,000. This ordinance, together with a notice in the statutory form, shall be published once within 10 days after passage in the Northwest Herald, a newspaper publication, and of general circulation in the village on Voices Cary. And if no petition signed by electors numbering 10% or more of the registered voters in the village asking that the question of improving the system as provided in this ordinance and entering into the loan agreement, therefore be submitted to the electors of the village, is filed with the deputy village clerk within 30 days after the date of publication of this ordinance and notice, then this ordinance shall be in full force and effect. A petition form shall be provided by the deputy village clerk to any individual requesting one. So if this, if you have any questions about this, you can go to the meeting tomorrow on Super Tuesday and ask questions. And then it also says what I have just read on how to say that you're not a fan of this action. If no petition meeting the requirements of the Act and other applicable laws is filed during the 30-day petition period, then the corporate authorities may adopt additional ordinances or proceedings supplementing or amending this ordinance, providing for entertaining into the loan agreement with Illinois EPA, prescribing all the details of the loan agreement, and providing for the collection, segregation, and distribution of the revenues of the system, so long as the maximum amount of the loan agreement as set forth in this ordinance is not to exceed, and there is no material change in the project or purposes described herein. Any additional ordinances or proceedings shall in all instances become effective in accordance with the Act or other applicable laws. This ordinance, together with such additional ordinances or proceedings, shall constitute complete authority for entering into the loan agreement under applicable law. However, notwithstanding the above, the village may not adopt additional ordinances or amendments which provide for any substantive or material change in the scope of, and the intent of this ordinance, including but not limited to the interest rate, preference, or priority of any other ordinance with this ordinance, parity of any other ordinances with this ordinance, or otherwise alter or impair the obligation of the village to pay the principal and interest due to the Public Water Supply Loan Program without the written consent of the Illinois EPA. Repayment of the loan to the Illinois EPA by the village pursuant to this ordinance is to be solely from the revenue derived from revenues of the system, and the loan does not constitute an indebtedness to the village within the meaning of any constitutional or statutory limitation. Application for loan. The village administrator is hereby authorized to make application to the Illinois EPA for a loan through the Public Water Supply Loan Program in accordance with the loan requirements. This is some housekeeping here. And more boilerplate housekeeping. The village has outstanding bonds that are payable from revenues of the system, but the outstanding bonds are not senior to, but on parity with, the loan authorized by this ordinance. The mayor is hereby authorized and directed to execute the loan agreement with the Illinois EPA. The corporate authorities may authorize by resolution a person other than the mayor for sole purpose of authorizing or executing any documents associated with payment requests or reimbursements from the Illinois EPA in connection with this loan. If any section, paragraph, clause, or provision of this ordinance is held invalid, the invalidity of such section, paragraph, clause, or provision shall not affect any of the other provisions of this ordinance. All ordinances, resolutions, or orders, or parts thereof, which conflict with the provisions of this ordinance, are, to the extent of such conflict, hereby repealed. And then it goes through where they would confirm this. And this is further making it official for what they'll need to sign. And then certification that they'll need to sign. And then another page that the village clerk will need to sign. This goes through making sure that it's publicly visible and will be published. So that's a fun little happenings. So Super Tuesday, November 5th, Village Board meeting will be approving scroll up here with you. So Super Tuesday, November 5th, Cary Village Board meeting. Just some light business that they're reviewing. They will be considering a $12,835,000 dollar commitment through various agencies to improve the water infrastructure over by the park there off of Clawson. Moving on, consider for approval a resolution authorizing a First Amendment to an intergovernmental agency agreement between the Village of Cary and the Cary Consolidated School District Number 26 for the transfer of Maplewood property subject to final attorney review. So some more light business on Super Tuesday. On August 27th, 2024, the Village Board approved a resolution entering into an intergovernmental agreement, IGA, not International Grocers Association, with the Cary Consolidated School District Number 26 related to the transfer of the Maplewood property. The IGA's general terms included identifying a new location for the construction of a new District 26 transportation center, which is going to be right next to the Aldi, as of right now. Right next to the railroad tracks. The village issuing bonds supported by TIF number 3 to generate funds to facilitate the property transfer. District 26 receiving $5,500,000 in TIF assistance to aid in the relocation and construction of a new transportation center. Transportation center operations remaining at the Maplewood property temporarily until the new transportation center is constructed, and ownership of the Maplewood property being transferred to the village with the intention of marketing the property for future sale and redevelopment. I'm going to read that one more time. Transportation center operations. Okay, so the intergovernmental agreement general terms included identifying a new location for the construction of the new District 26 Transportation Center, the village issuing bonds supported by the TIF number 3 to generate funds to facilitate the property transfer, District 26 receiving $5,500,000 in TIF assistance to aid in the relocation and construction of the new transportation center, transportation center operations remaining at the Maplewood property temporarily until the new transportation center is constructed, and ownership of the Maplewood property being transferred to the village with the intention of marketing the property for future sale and redevelopment. Following the execution of the IGA, both parties have been performing their respective due diligence to complete the required tasks of the IGA. Through this due diligence period, which means due diligence means giving lawyers money, additional costs to acquire the new District 26 Transportation Center property have arisen. To successfully close on the purchase of this property, an amendment to the terms of the IGA are necessary. The proposed first amendment to the IGA will increase the TIF assistance from $5,500,000 to $5,525,000 in order to provide sufficient funds for this transaction. The proposed amendment will also be scheduled for review and approval by District 26 at a future board meeting. So this was the Maplewood property with all the baseball fields on it that the District 26 wanted to maintain their property, but they were met with some red tape and some lawyers got rich. A resolution authorizing the First Amendment to an intergovernmental agreement between the Village of Cary and the Cary Consolidated School District Number 26 for the transfer of the Maplewood property subject to final attorney review. Whereas the Village of Cary, the Village, and Cary Consolidated School District Number 26, the district, are both public agencies as that term is defined in the IGA. Whereas the village is authorized and empowered by Article 7, Section 10 of the Illinois Constitution of 1970 and the Intergovernmental Agreement Act to enter into intergovernmental agreements with other public agencies on matters of mutual concern and interest. Whereas the village and district entered into an intergovernmental agreement dated August 26, 2024, which included terms relating to the transfer of ownership of the Maplewood school property and relocation of the district transportation facility to another location within the Village of Cary, provided the district received assistance from the village to offset the costs associated with such relocation. The village and district desire to amend the terms of the intergovernmental agreement. The village and district have both been provided with a certain First Amendment to an intergovernmental agreement, which has been reviewed by the elected officials of the village and the elected officials of the district, and which both are prepared to authorize in order to provide for the transfer of the Maplewood site as set forth into the First Amendment of the intergovernmental agreement. Whereas the mayor and board of trustees have reviewed said amendment and have determined it is in the best interest of the residents of the village to enter into the First Amendment to an intergovernmental agreement with the district to allow intergovernmental cooperation regarding the transfer of the Maplewood site. Now, therefore, be it resolved that Mayor and Board of Trustees of the Village of Cary as follows. Section 1, that the above recitals are incorporated as if fully set forth herein. Section 2, this resolution shall be known as and may hereafter be referred to as the resolution authorizing the execution of the First Amendment to an intergovernmental agreement for the transfer of the Maplewood property. The resolution authorizing the execution of the First Amendment to an intergovernmental agreement shall be and hereby is enacted as the following. Authorization to enter into a certain agreement. Amendment. The mayor is hereby authorized to sign, execute, and deliver the amendment known as the First Amendment to an intergovernmental agreement, which shall be in substantial conformity with the copy attached hereto as Exhibit A, and thereby enter into an intergovernmental agreement with the Hickory Consolidated School District. Section 4, all resolutions or parts of the resolution in conflict with this resolution are hereby repealed to the extent of such conflict. Section 5, if any part or parts of this resolution shall be held invalid for any reason, such decision shall not affect the validity of the remaining part or parts of this resolution. Section 6, this resolution shall be in full force and effect from and after its passage and approval and its publication in pamphlet form according to law. First Amendment to an intergovernmental agreement between the Village of Cary and Cary Consolidated School District Number 26 for the transfer of the Maplewood property. This First Amendment is hereby made that to that intergovernmental agreement previously made and entered into on the 26th day of August, 24, by and between the Village of Cary and Illinois Municipal Corporation, the Village of Cary and Illinois Municipal Corporation, and the Board of Education of Cary Community Consolidated School District Number 26 in Illinois School District. Whereas the Village of Cary and Cary Consolidated School District 26 previously entered into an intergovernmental agreement for the acquisition and transfer of property dated August 26, 24. Whereas the IGA sets forth terms governing the purchase of the district property located at 422 Krenz Avenue in the Village of Cary by the village and relocation of the district transportation facility from the Maplewood School site to another location to be acquired within the Village of Cary, which as of right now, it looks like that is going to be right next to the Aldi, right next to the railroad tracks. Whereas the respective boards of the village and district have both reviewed this amendment to the IGA between the village and district to adjust the purchase price for the district property, and said village officials and district officials have determined that the said First Amendment is in the best interest of the residents of the village and the district. Whereas other than this First Amendment to adjust the purchase price for the Maplewood School site, all other terms and conditions of the IGA shall remain in full force and effect following the approval of this First Amendment. Now, therefore, to promote and facilitate the transfer of the Maplewood School site from the district to the village and the acquisition of the transportation property by the district and the necessary payments related thereto, the parties hereto agree as the follows. Incorporation of recitals. That the above recitals are incorporated as if fully set forth herein as material terms of this First Amendment. Two, amendment. The paragraph 3 of the IJA, which now reads as follows. Village payments for the Maplewood site acquisition payment upon the satisfaction of the financing prerequisites. The village shall engage the services of bond counsel, an underwriter, and such other professionals as may be necessary to endeavor to issue at least $5,500,000 in net bond proceeds or debt instruments prior to the expiration of the financing contingency in the transportation site purchase agreement to be provided to the district for the Maplewood site acquisition. The village shall pay the district immediately upon closing of the bond financing $5,500,000. For the Maplewood site acquisition as relocation assistance from the TIF to implement the property transaction set forth herein and possible costs related to the future development of the properties to be acquired and conveyed here under. No further actions regarding property acquisitions under this agreement shall be taken, required, or occur unless and until the bonds or debt instruments have been issued and the proceeds are available for payment to the district. Is hereby amended to increase the amount to be paid by the village to the district from the current payment amount of $5,500,000 by increasing said payment amount by an additional $25,000, making the payment to be made to the village to the district under the IGA of a total of $5,500,000 or $5,525,000. Continuation of terms and then signature area. So some light business. Some light business being held on a some would say a very busy day on Super Tuesday. And I wanted to bring this to you. Being involved is a good thing, and never let anybody tell you differently. I just wanted to lay the information out there for you and to make it available in a different format. We all have busy lives, and the likelihood of us going through this and retaining it and having the time to is not a possibility for everybody. So it's a lot easier to watch somebody, maybe, you know, if you can't sleep, you pop this on and learn about what your municipality is doing. So, this was fun to go through. A little dry at times, but we made it fun. The Maplewood project was a long endeavor. That was kind of unfortunate to see a school district that you went through have to fight for a piece of property that they wanted, and then having also played baseball at that site, I have some memories there. So you know, I want to see the village grow. I want it to be done respectfully. And bullying doesn't just happen in schools. It happens outside of schools. We need to play nice in the sandbox and make sure, at the very least, our kids are getting taken care of in the community, and that going into agreements and debts, that be done responsibly with the proper vision, with the residents' mind at first and foremost, best interest. So tomorrow will be a live stream of the village board meeting. You have the tools in the toolbox to see when they bring in all those and vote on everything there. You'll have that to spin the Rolodex on and be like, oh, we talked about this. So I really appreciate you following along with me and getting involved in your community. Go you. Congratulations for making it through the live stream with me. We are going to be here tomorrow at 5 p.m. for the live village board meeting watch party. That should be a blast. And then I'm sure you have nothing else going on that day. November 5th. I can't think of anything else that going on that day, so you should tune in. And then we'll see what happens. Thank you for joining me today, and it's been an honor to join you wherever you may be. And let's make Carrie strong. Everybody have a great night. We'll see you tomorrow at 5.
You're confirmed at T-minus 10 seconds.
In counting, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Reach for the sky.
Huh?
This town ain't big enough for the two of us.
What?
Somebody's poisoned the water hole.
It's busted.
Who are you calling busted, Buster? That's right. I'm talking to you, Sid Phillips. We don't like being blown up, Sid. Or smashed, or ripped apart.
We?
That's right. Your toys.
Play nice.